Hey, Fatso. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why don't you go and get yourself a bottle of poppers? And take a big old whiff for me, huh? Yeah, there you go. Come on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. And touch your nipples. Now exhale. Yeah, that was a good Fatso. Why don't you give your nipples a little rub for me, huh? Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, don't fight it. Try to relax. Let all of your muscles relax. Because every single huff that you take, it's gonna make you weaker to my influence. And weaker for food. Yeah, why don't you get some food and jam it in that fat face of yours right now? Yeah, but keep touching your nipples. Keep touching those nipples, yeah. Those big fat tits. And keep on chewing that food. You feel it, don't you? You feel what all the poppers are doing to you. Just from a single huff, you can feel it. You can feel your inner fatty coming out of you, growing, replacing you. The poppers are destroying your brain, rewriting that portion that controls your appetite and arousal to turn you into nothing more than a fattened up little nipple baiter. Yeah, why don't you jam more food in your mouth while you play with your nipples, tug on them, caress them, draw little circles on them. Yeah, you can't even think about controlling what you're doing to your nipples right now. I'm not in control. You're not in control, but your nipples are. And your nipples, they want you to grow even fatter. Your nipples, they want you to take another huff. Come on, bottle up to your nose. That's a good fatty. Yeah. Just breathe it in. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hold it. And if you want to breathe out, you're going to have to say, I love being a fatty McFat-fat. Now do it. Breathe out and admit your new truth. There you go. That's a good fatty. See, doesn't it feel good to tell the truth? Doesn't it feel good to confess what you truly want out of life? Of course it does. Because that's what the poppers are doing to you. They're changing your mind, deprogramming you, and reprogramming you. Deprogramming all of that nonsense about being thin, about being fit, and replacing it with all of that beautiful, beautiful truth that you just want to be. A big, fat, morbidly obese nipple baiter. Say goodbye to touching anywhere else. This is how you masturbate now. With a giant, fat, juicy plate of food in front of you. And your nice, supple tits being fondled by your greedy little piggy hands. Bottle up to your nose, blubber boy. Yeah, I want you to inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now tug on those tits. Yeah. Tug on them real hard and say, I love being fat. And breathe out. Because that's the truth, isn't it? You love being fat. That's how you got to the size, isn't it? Because you really just love the idea of your body and your mind being so weak for the delicious food that exists out there. Growing your big, bulging belly and your fat ass. so that you can't do anything except sit on your fucking chair and jam more and more calorie-laden foods into your jiggling body. You just want to grow those big, beautiful pecs into moobs, into tits, so that way you can play with those big nipples. Yeah, because that's what all this nipple baiting is doing to you. And you know it. You know that as you play with those nipples, they're just getting more and more sensitive. More and more swollen with every passing day. Whenever you go outside, your nipples are just being stimulated by whatever shirt that you wear, making you just even more out of control. Every time you touch those nipples, you feel the urge to stuff yourself with all types of food. And every time you stuff yourself with all kinds of food, you just feel the need to rub your fucking nipples, bottle up to your fucking nose, piggy up to your fucking snout, breathe it in. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And now if you want to exhale, fatty, you got to oink for me. You got to oink and oink and oink while you play with your nipples. Yeah, the poppers are just making you so weak. They're turning you into nothing but a little popper piggy, a little horny hedonist. Yeah, why don't you rub those nipples and keep rubbing them, keep jamming that food into your mouth. Oh man, one of these days you're just gonna come hands free while you just fucking play with your nipples and eat. Dirty little pleasure pig, that's all you are, and that's all you ever will be, and you'll be happy with it, because that's what all these fucking poppers are doing to your brain, rewriting who you are. You can feel it, can't you? Your resistance to touch your nipples is just fading away. You can just imagine yourself walking around in public, scratching at your nipples, rubbing your nipples, craving that stimulation. And it's only going to get worse as you grow fatter. You're just going to imagine yourself several hundreds of pounds heavier, waiting in line to get food while you just stimulate your nipples, just walking around tugging on those fucking tits while you just jam more and more food into your mouth, just being a little pleasure pig as you go from restaurant to fast food joint to restaurant, just stuffing your face. You're just enjoying yourself far too much. Bottle up to your nose, fatty. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold it and grab both of your fucking massive tits in your fucking palm and grope yourself, you fucking pervert little piggy. Breathe out. Rub those fucking big, beautiful pecs on you. Yeah, they're just so fucking soft. Can you feel it? Can you feel all the fat that you put onto your body already? It's only gonna get more massive if you keep up this disgusting little habit. Squeeze your thighs together while you squeeze your tits together and say how much you love food. Say how much you love being fat. And squeeze your thighs together, your big fat flabby thunder thighs, and grab your fucking tits and say, I'm nothing but a stupid nipple toucher. Fucking say it, say it, believe it, become it. That's all you are now. That's all you'll ever be. You're just going to be the perfect piggy, a complete and total hedonist, a complete fatty. Yeah, and you're not going to come until your belly's all full. But until that happens, you're just going to be a stereotypical fatty. Only talking about food, only thinking about food in your conversations with friends and family and coworkers, talking, thinking, dreaming about food. The poppers are already coming into effect, already infiltrating your brain, changing who you are, turning you into the perfect, happy, horny, hungry nipple toucher.